Several ex-Trump officials, moderate Republicans snipe at Trump. By Christina Wong on June 14, 2023. Several former Trump administration officials took swings at their former boss after Trump's arraignment in Miami on Tuesday, where supporters cheered for him and sang happy birthday to him. One of those officials was former Trump administration chief of staff and former Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, according to a report by The Washington Post. Kelly, whose disdain for Trump was an open secret in some D.C. circles, came out of the woodwork to tell the Post, "He's scared shitless." He told the paper, "This is the way he compensates for that. He gives people the appearance he doesn't care by doing this. For the first time in his life, it looks like he is being held accountable. Up until this point in his life, it's like, I'm not going to pay you, take me to court. He's never been held accountable before." Another ex-Trump administration official, Stephanie Grisham, who served as a press aide, told the Post, "It's part public relations and part babysitting." She went on, "He wants people to see the cheering crowd so they don't think anything is going wrong. It's also because the staff around him want to keep him busy and wants to have people cheering for him and giving him the ego stroke that he'll need so they don't have to deal with him being completely pissed." Even ex-Trump administration official and Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who served as Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, said Tuesday that she would be inclined to pardon him as president, but said that Trump was incredibly reckless with our national security, if the indictment was true. According to Politico, Vice President Mike Pence also sniped from the sidelines, and former House Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump was not electable. Over in the Senate, an anti-Donald Trump coalition was forming, the outlet reported. That coalition consisted of moderate Republicans, Senators Lisa Murkowski, Oz, Shelley Moore Capito, W.V., and Tim Scott, SC, who is also a Republican presidential candidate, who called the charges against Trump serious. Senator Mitch McConnell reportedly declined to comment when asked. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.